KSL Salt Lake City, KSL News Radio. KSL's live team coverage, the search for Susan Powell, begins now.
Good morning, KSL News Time, 7 o'clock. It is Wednesday, May 22nd, and this is Utah's Morning News. I'm Grant Nielsen.
And I'm Amanda Dixon. Right now, downtown sunshine, 62 degrees.
So far, so good. For your morning commute, I'm Ricky Meese.
KSL's top story this hour, documents from the investigation into Susan Powell's disappearance paint Josh Powell as extremely controlling. It's something only Cox family members have previously suggested.
KSL News Radio's Andrew Adams begins our live team coverage with the latest uncovered details. Andrew?
Amanda, all these documents have now been posted to KSL.com. One couple that knew Susan and Josh as newlyweds told investigators Josh even refused to let Susan keep one of her babies on formula. And he was so controlling with money in particular, he'd make Susan order one item off the dollar menu while he'd order an entire combo for himself. Another Facebook friend told police Susan wasn't allowed to have grocery money, and she was forced to set up her own checking account to provide food for her kids and to pay tithing. Apparently, Josh wouldn't let her do that either. Live, Andrew Adams, KSL News Radio.
Candid prison letters paint a new picture of the father-in-law of missing West Valley City mother Susan Cox Powell. KSL News Radio's Dave Cawley examines what they reveal.
These letters are part of the records released by West Valley City Police this week. In them, Steve Powell describes a conspiracy against his family supposedly instigated by Susan's father, Chuck Cox. Powell also suggests the government deliberately doped up the Aurora, Colorado, and Newtown, Connecticut shooters and did the same thing to his son, Michael, before his death by suicide back in February. Dave Cawley, KSL News Radio.
KSL's top national story this hour. The rescue in Oklahoma has now turned to recovery. The search for survivors is over. Now it's time to clean up and rebuild. Brian Martin has the very latest live at the KSL National News Desk. Brian?
Amanda, the death toll still stands at 24, nine of them kids. This storm was big. Sky Strukel was filming it from his house until it got too close to home.
Sounds like a bunch of trains coming, just really, really loud, and it just got louder and louder.
Those trains smashed right through Leo Garrett's son's home.
Total devastation. Just nothing. I don't know if there's anything worth salvaging.
There were not safe rooms built in either elementary school that was hit. FEMA has offered in the past to pay for and build some safe rooms in schools, and these two schools were not on the list. Live, Brian Martin, KSL News Radio.
The National Weather Service says Monday's monster tornado in Oklahoma was at the top of the scale, an EF5. What are some of the things weather experts look for to decide how strong the tornado is?
You come out to where your car was, and your car isn't even around where it was. You can't even find your car. That's an EF5. If the car is just tossed a couple of parking spaces over, it's likely that's a 3 or a 4.
ABC News weather editor Sam Champion says there is nothing more powerful than an EF5 tornado. The winds start at 200 miles an hour, but there's no top wind speed.
A Utah doctor is treating many of those wounded by the tornado.
She said that that's my blood type and I want to know where I can go to donate blood. And even though her house was destroyed, she was willing to go donate blood to help people, that other people that needed it during the disaster. And it was just such a heartwarming story.
Dr. Ryan Erickson is an emergency room doctor at OU Medical Center in Oklahoma City. He says many of his patients are suffering from broken bones and deep cuts.
A house fire in Tooele has sent one person to the hospital. It started sometime before 4:30 this morning. KSL-TV's photographer on the scene says the entire back of the house is destroyed and that one person has been airlifted to the hospital.
Salt Lake police are on the scene of a stabbing that happened not that long ago downtown. We understand a person was stabbed in the stomach near 6th West and 2nd South, and police are looking for the suspect.
Other national stories we're following. NBC News is reporting that an FBI agent was involved in a deadly overnight shooting connected to the Boston Marathon bombing case. The man who was shot had been interviewed about his connections to the bombing suspects before by the FBI. The shooting happened in Orlando, Florida. The FBI says more information is expected later this morning.
Politics on KSL News Radio. The immigration reform bill is moving forward in the Senate. It passed the Senate Judiciary Committee yesterday. Our senators were split. Senator Hatch voted for it. Senator Lee voted against it. So did Senator Ted Cruz of Texas.
I want common sense immigration reform to pass. I think our immigration system is broken. I think there are large bipartisan majorities in this country that want common sense immigration reform to pass.
Senator Cruz says he doesn't think the bill will make it to the president's desk. Senator Lee told us in a live interview just last hour that his main issue with the bill is that Congress does not have the final word on the pathway to citizenship.
They are ready for sparks to fly. It could be the most heated hearing yet on Capitol Hill into IRS abuses of conservative and Tea Party groups. And one of the key witnesses is expected to invoke her constitutional right to remain silent. IRS officials have blamed foolish mistakes, but deny any partisan motives.
Provo is trying to tackle panhandling head-on after seeing an increase in their city. Cleon Wall is live with more on that story. Cleon?
Amanda, Police Chief Rick Gregory says they're hoping to cut down on professional beggars. He tells the Daily Herald they're organized and collect money for drugs. The city has organized a task force to encourage donations to homeless advocates and discourage direct donations to people asking for money. The task force is thinking of making it illegal to take money from a driver through a car window because too many people are asking for cash on busy Center Street. They're also thinking of taxing panhandlers. Live, Cleon Wall, KSL News Radio.
And still to come on Utah's Morning News.
Another step forward for same-sex unions in Salt Lake County. I'm Peter Seymour.
Traffic's starting to fill in on the freeways, but everything delay-free so far. We'll check it coming up.
KSL News Time, 7:05.
As we get our first good looks at what winter has done to our lawns and gardens, there's no doubt they're screaming to be replenished. And that's where Greg and Mike from Replenish Landscape Garden Products come in.
The Replenish compost that we have is what's called a paunch manure compost. It's a dark, rich amendment to your soil. Works great also as a top dressing that gives your gardens a finished look, as well as adding nutrients and organic material into your soil.
And Mike, I know you've got a lot more than just compost.
Bark products. From shredded bark to bark nuggets, playground chip that is certified.
I know too, Greg, that you're pretty particular about what you do carry.
We have had suppliers bring material to us. They've started to offload it, and we said that's not the quality we want. That's not what we're going to provide for our customers.
Check them out online at replenishcompost.com. Or, Greg, how do they find you?
The address is 4660 South, 200 West.
Buy in bulk, bag, or have it blown right into your garden. Call Replenish Landscape Garden Products today, 262-5142. It's good stuff.
The thought of my sons growing up without me inspired me to quit smoking.
I talked to my doctors, and then I threw away all my cigarettes, ashtrays, and lighters.
I started exercising instead of smoking.
Getting support from friends online kept me on track.
Staying away from alcohol when I was first quitting was key.
Instead of smoking after I ate, I'd get up and take a walk.
I missed having a cigarette in my hand, so I'd hold a pen or a straw, anything.
Until I knew I wouldn't give in to temptation, I spent more time with my friends who didn't smoke.
I went to places that were smoke-free.
I didn't stay quit the very first time I tried.
I kept on trying, and I learned something each time.
Do whatever it takes.
No matter how many times it takes.
I quit.
I quit.
I quit.
We did it, so can you.
You can quit. For free help, call 1-800-QUIT-NOW. A message from the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services and CDC.
But we can do something. Go to KSL.com, look for KSL Cares Utah Shares. Give with KSL News Radio.
Coming up at 7:15.
College students have designed drones that can fly into tornadoes. I'm KSL's Amy Iverson.
The news is sponsored by First Option Mortgage. The First Option team can help get you a lower rate, but only if you call First Option Mortgage. KSL News Time 7:08.
Members of same-sex unions are a step closer to legally sharing benefits in Salt Lake County. The council gave preliminary vote of support to the plan. KSL News Radio's Peter Seymour reports.
They won't get marriage licenses, but gays and lesbians can join in a mutual commitment registry to share possible county benefits with their partners. Council members call it a giant step forward for their security without violating Utah's current marriage laws or endorsing change. Adult couples must prove a common financial obligation and declare their union. The county council hopes to vote on the registry on June 4th. Peter Seymour, KSL News Radio.
Tens of thousands of veterans are in medical care centers across the U.S. KSL News Radio's Heather Kelly tells of one foundation that helps military families.
The Fisher House Foundation is devoted exclusively to helping families whose loved ones are fallen or wounded veterans. The group uses both private and government funds to house people for free close to VA facilities. Chairman Ken Fisher says possible sequester cuts could reduce the foundation's current $4 million grant. And with more than 19,000 families in need, there is not enough space for everyone.
Meanwhile, Meanwhile, Utah is getting two new veterans nursing homes this spring. They are being dedicated in Ivins and Payson and will have 108 beds each.
KSL News Time 7:09. Traffic and weather together every 10 minutes on the 9s. Sponsored by the Larry H. Miller Dealerships. Pretty good day out there on the roads, Andy.
It is. It's a beautiful day looking, and traffic hasn't really given any problems either. Both directions of I-15 in Utah County still moving along very smoothly. I'm starting to see heavy traffic appear between 106 South and the South Interchange, but even that's still at the speed limit for now, Ricky.
Andy, we've had a smooth ride. Southbound I-15 coming in from the north from Ogden through Davis County into the downtown area. You're still going to see some spots of busy traffic scattered between Bountiful and 6 North, but overall, it's been a great commute all morning long. Over to the east, we're also problem-free. I-215, I-80, Foothill, 7th East, and State Street. Traverse Mountain has something for everyone, including outlet favorites like J. Crew, Calvin Klein, Loft, Coach, Nike, Polo, Ralph Lauren, Dine at Johnny Rockets, and more. Visit outlets at traversemountain.com. Ricky Meese in the KSL Traffic Center.
Grant Wayman here at KSL. With the center, we get south winds blowing a little bit today, and that's going to make it a warmer day. Today should go above 80 this afternoon, and then a front kind of settles over the Wasatch Front later today. Partly cloudy, 82. Traffic and weather together every 10 minutes on the 9. I'm Grant Wayman, KSL News Radio.
And right now, sunny and 62 downtown.
I wonder how many people listening are already thinking about the Memorial Day weekend.
Me.
And, you know, it's a bit distracting this week because the weather's going to be so nice. 77 degrees on Memorial Day, so we'll not only have the 7-day forecast coming up for you, but here's how we're going to help you on Thursday and Friday afternoon. We've got triple team traffic coverage with Scott and Maria to get you out of town. If you're leaving Thursday, we'll get you around the snarls. You know there will be a lot of people on the roads Friday.
Are you suggesting that people are leaving a little early?
If I wasn't supposed to be here tomorrow with you, I'd leave this afternoon. Anyway, triple team traffic coverage Thursday and Friday afternoon with Scott and Maria. I'm just kidding. I'm always here with you on KSL News Radio.
102.7 FM and 1160 AM, Utah's news, traffic, and weather station.
Outlet shopping is more accessible than ever just off I-15 exit 284 next to Cabela's at the new outlet at Traverse Mountain. The amazing collection of stores includes Utah's first Michael Kors outlets, La Crusade, Pro Image, Go Light, and Under Armour. Traverse Mountain has something for everyone, including outlet favorites like J. Crew, Calvin Klein, Loft, Coach, Nike, Polo Ralph Lauren, and more. Enjoy new stores from Motherhood Maternity, Oakley Vault, and Quiksilver. To satisfy your senses, dine at Johnny Rockets, or for the lighter side, Rocky Mountain Chocolate Factory. Shop the Memorial Day Sidewalk Sale Friday, May 24th through Monday, May 27th. Spend $250 and receive a $10 gift card to the outlets. Redeem at customer service in the Grand Lobby. While supplies last, visit outlets at traversemountain.com for a complete list of stores, hours, and events. That's outlets at traversemountain.com. Discover your outlet at Traverse Mountain, just off I-15, exit 284. For more, visit outlets at traversemountain.com.
At Good Neighbor Pharmacy, we're more than a place to fill prescriptions. You'll receive personalized care and answers to your questions. Experience the exceptional service that a community pharmacy delivers. Get to know your neighbor at goodneighborpharmacy.com.
Visit a locally owned and operated Good Neighbor Pharmacy location in Utah today and pick up your 2-for-1 Tuesday Salt Lake Bees baseball vouchers. To find a participating Good Neighbor Pharmacy location in your neighborhood, visit slbees.com and click on promotions.
Murray Arts in the Park evening season opens Friday, May 31st with On the Air, an old-time radio show featuring songs from the 40s and 50s. For just $40, you can enjoy 9 productions, including symphony ballet, jazz, bluegrass, and musicals like Doo-Wop, Wed Riding Hood, While Dancing Princesses, and Oklahoma. Phone 864-264-2614 for a complete season schedule that includes additional free daytime concerts for the whole family. For more information, call 801-264-2614.
Sutherland's Home and Garden Spring Catalog has arrived, filled with spring buys, ideas, specials, and more. A new deck not only adds value to your home, but it also creates an enjoyable outdoor space. Build a sturdy, low-maintenance deck with Cimarron composite decking for $150 per linear foot, compared to $249. Does your cedar fence need a little TLC? 1x4x6-inch cedar fence boards are just 99 cents each. Show weeds who's boss with Roundup ready-to-use weed and grass killer for just $649 after mail-in rebate. Shade your windows or porch with outdoor roll-up window shades at up to 80% off. We have three sizes to choose from. Check out our tool sale. Right now, you can get a 2400 PSI pressure washer for only $249. That's $120 off. Sutherland's, serving Salt Lake for over 40 years. Located on the corner of Redwood Road and North Temple. Check out these deals and more online at Sutherland's.com.
Up 9 to noon on KSL News Radio. The KSL Extra at 15 and 45. An added hit of news and traffic from KSL News Radio.
Our top local story this hour.
Blame it on Obamacare. The Alpine School District says they have to cut hours for school bus drivers because it would cost them millions more to provide them health care. On KSL News Radio's Cleon Wall.
Other local stories we're following this hour. Fire officials are at home at a home in Tooele that caught fire this morning. It appears somebody from inside the home was flown to the hospital and the entire back of the house is destroyed.
Traffic and weather together, brought to you by the Larry H. Miller Dealerships.
Well, things on the freeway is looking pretty good, but a listener tipped us off. Now we can see a lot of backups on 134th South because of construction, especially near the Bangor Highway intersection. Andy Farnsworth in the KSL Traffic Center.
Look for a warmer day today with south wind, partly cloudy and 82. I'm Grant Wayman for the KSL Extra.
Right now, 62 downtown.
A vicious grizzly bear attack 19 years ago inspired a Utah man to always follow his dreams. Since that day, Michael Dunn has lived life fully, and now wants to participate in the Kona Ironman Triathlon.
Kona started a contest called Kona Inspired, where you tell your story of overcoming obstacles. To tell your story, you have to do a little 90-second video, which I did, that I'm just encouraging them to take a look and vote and help a Utahn get to the Kona Ironman.
Dunn required 300 stitches for 16 wounds inflicted by the bear's teeth and claws.
I'm Amy Iverson with the Browsers. Valuable information about tornadoes could soon come from a high-tech source. Students at Oklahoma State have designed three concept drones that can fly into tornadoes. They would be remote control and could fly for 4 hours without refueling. The drones have sensors for temperature, humidity, wind speed, and optical and infrared cameras. Amy Iverson, KSL News Radio.
Andrew Wittenberg was wondering, he's from KSL 5, of course, with all of these new documents revealed about the Susan Powell investigation, why wasn't she found? One of the questions, and we'll go in depth in just a few minutes with Andrew.
KSL's top national story this hour. People in Moore, Oklahoma have been assessing what's left of their homes. Some neighborhoods were left flattened by the twister that stretched some 1.3 miles wide at points. It was the fourth tornado to hit Moore since 1998.
Now, for more of our top national stories, here's Brian Martin at the KSL National News Desk.
Help for people in Moore is coming in from all around the country.
We want to be in there as quickly as possible to give them the means that they need to help them get through this.
Dan Yackel says he's just one of a number of Southern Baptist disaster relief volunteers driving in goods from the Atlanta area. A guy who knew Boston bombing suspect Tamerlan Tsarnaev has been shot and killed by an FBI agent in Orlando. Agents say he had been interviewed about his connection to Tsarnaev. The agent says the man went on the attack, so he shot and killed him. The IRS worker who initially took the blame for the agency targeting conservative groups won't be incriminating herself today before Congress. Lois Lerner will plead the fifth when she talks to a House committee. Convicted killer Jodi Arias could find out today whether she'll receive the death penalty. She's pretty upset right now at the jury.
I feel a little betrayed by them. I don't dislike them. I just was really hoping that they would see things for what they are, and I don't feel that they did.
The jury is still deliberating. A year after tweeting some nasty pics of himself to women, former Congressman Anthony Weiner thinks he'd be the perfect mayor of New York City.
I made some big mistakes, and I know I let a lot of people down. But I've also learned some tough lessons.
He sounds more sympathetic with that commercial music, doesn't he? Apparently some New Yorkers definitely think so. Weiner is already second in a new poll. All eyes are on the Boy Scouts of America today. The group begins a two-day meeting to consider whether to allow openly gay boys to become members. And almost everyone of a certain age bought Carole King's Tapestry album, one of the top-selling albums,
oh, yeah.
Not necessarily CDs, of the 70s. This is now 71-year-old Carole King performing in Washington last night. She's going to be honored tonight with the prestigious Gershwin Prize.
Man, you just want us
song.
To sing along, don't
I
you?
Sure
I
did. Okay, everybody, right
her,
now.
I
here we go. Here
it.
We go.
You've got a friend.
Very nice.
I love her.
Thank
you.
You still
Brian.
Have that on vinyl.
On vinyl.
Yeah. Somewhere in the basement.
An 8-track somewhere.
Thank you, Brian. Well, yesterday was so encouraging to see how Utahns came together to help the victims in Oklahoma. And by the way, if you have not yet, you still can go to KSL.com and just click on KSL Cares right there on the top and make your donation. More on how much was raised coming up in just a few minutes on KSL News Radio.
You've been listening to the KSL Extra at 15 and 45 past the hour.
Right now it's 7:19, traffic and weather sponsored by the Larry H. Miller Dealerships. And what are you looking at, Andy?
Right now looking at some delays along 134th South from Harriman into Riverton. Construction along that, a lot of orange barrels out, and a couple textures letting us know how bad it is. I can see the backup. So that area, one to avoid if you can. Otherwise, be patient. If you get to the freeway, you'll be in pretty good shape. Haven't seen any delays along I-15 yet between Provo and Salt Lake City, although traffic's heavy in the Sandy area, as you might expect for this time. Ricky?
Andy, for those making their way in from the north, it's been a good ride all morning long. Crash-free, delay-free, southbound I-15 from Ogden into 6 North downtown. There's still a little bit of leftover busy traffic scattered between Parrish Lane and Centerville, headed towards North Salt Lake and downtown, but over all, no problems. And that's what we're looking at to the east for those on I-215's East Belt route as well as I-80. If you're leaving I-215 to go northbound on Foothill Drive, also in good shape there. Chairs, tables, linens, and tents are just the beginning of what Diamond Rental can do for your next event. Diamond's rental professionals will help make your party a huge success. DiamondRental.com. Ricky Meese in the KSL Traffic Center.
And here's Grant Wayman with a look at our 7-day forecast.
Morning to you guys. We're getting the south winds going already this morning. They'll pick up today, and that's going to create a warmer day for us. We should get above 80 this afternoon, all in all partly cloudy skies. A front kind of settles over the area tomorrow and Friday, so not quite as warm. Middle 70s the high for tomorrow and again on Friday. And then it looks like it warms back up near 80. Sunshine on Saturday, low 80 Sunday. Monday, the holiday, mostly cloudy. A touch cooler into the 70s. It still looks okay, though. 70s on Tuesday, partly cloudy. Traffic and weather together every 10 minutes on the nines. I'm Grant Wayman, KSL News Radio.
Right now, 62 degrees downtown.
The search for Susan Powell. Special coverage on KSL News Radio.
Even with the release of all the evidence collected, some still believe more could have been done to find Susan Powell.
Her family says they will never stop searching for her. KSL TV's Andrew Wittenberg reports.
Some have been critical of how West Valley City Police handled the situation, though we spoke with police officials and they reiterate no stone was left unturned at any time during the course of their investigation.
If you bring the case, you try it, and he's acquitted. That's it. You don't get another chance.
Reaction was swift, strong, and emotional. The news that the active search for Susan Powell was over brought a range of opinion in the wake of so much fact. Thousands of documents released, a case history laid out for the public to see.
The principals are dead. Mother, father, two children. Everybody's dead. It's over.
Retired FBI Special Agent Lou Bertram told us Tuesday more could have been done to find Susan and save the two boys, Charlie and Braden. He said more pressure should have been put on Josh Powell and suggested a second opinion could have helped West Valley authorities.
I would have called in another agency, maybe whether it be the Salt Lake City Police Department, where they have some experience.
Those in charge of the Susan Powell missing persons case reiterated a confident tone that more law enforcement agencies were consulted.
We've done everything. I don't think another agency, clearly this has been a multi-agency effort. At the end of the day, this is a multi-agency effort.
And for all the circumstantial evidence collected, the bottom line...
We did not have a body. We did not have a cause of manner of death. How are we going to be able to put this case together?
We have finalized posting of all the released documents in the Powell case on our website, KSL.com. The next step will likely come from the Cox family with any possible civil lawsuits in the case.
The Boy Scouts of America are meeting today and tomorrow in Dallas. And, of course, the vote that the world is watching for involves whether or not gay scouts will officially be allowed into the Boy Scouts of America.
That's expected tomorrow.
That's expected tomorrow. And when they make that decision, we will announce it here on KSL News Radio. If it's in the morning, you'll hear it on Utah's Morning News. More likely, it'll be sometime later on in the day. You'll probably hear it on Utah's Afternoon News with Scott and Maria from 3 to 7.
KSL News Time with Grant and Amanda, 7:23.
It is time for Zions Bank, speaking on business with Chris Redgrave.
It made sense that in 2009, Merrick Medical was chosen as a global pace setter. Since then, their global footprint has increased tenfold in countries like China, France, and Russia, with domestic growth in Pennsylvania, Texas, and our beloved Utah. As much as Fred Lampropoulos appreciates being dubbed as Utah Genius Leadership or the University of Utah College of Science Hall of Fame, what he likes the most is the possible inspiration and influence that he can create with the up-and-coming students. Most recently, he enjoyed speaking to the kids from the University of Utah, Westminster, and BYU. Merrick Medical now includes almost 3,000 employees, with 75% of growth coming internationally, including distribution. Part of the reason for this international growth has been acquisition. When you think about some of the challenges from a regulation standpoint, including sequestration and the new tax on medical devices, Merrick Medical has seen a 30% decrease in profits. This hardship is actually putting some medical device companies out of business. Besides the obvious reasons why this would affect Merrick Medical, the real concern for Fred is the effect it could have on his employee base, not to mention capital formation, research, and development, since, as Fred says, all businesses have to adjust to survive. And adjust is exactly what Merrick Medical did with the 30 to 40 devices launched recently. When asked about the next generation, Fred's son Justin, at the tender age of 30, is running their European division. This impressive, innovative young man is managing $150 to $175 million portfolio for Merrick Medical from his corporate headquarters in the Netherlands. High performance isn't new for Justin, since at the age of 24, he was flying F-16s. When your father is a president and CEO of a multi-billion dollar operation, as the up-and-coming leader, you have to do, as Fred says, pay your dues. And Justin is paying his dues for Merrick Medical. For Zions Bank, I'm Chris Redgrave, speaking on business.
From practical to playful, Clairfield City is home to Lifetime Products, the largest manufacturer of residential basketball equipment, heavy-duty plastic tables and chairs, and outdoor sheds. Clairfield City, the city that literally has it made, is right here in our own backyard. From practical everyday products, Lifetime folding tables and chairs, gardening sheds and composters, to playful products, basketball standards, teeter-totters, swing sets, to kayaks and paddleboards. Lifetime makes products to fit your lifestyle, no matter what you're into. Shooting hoops, organizing get-togethers, planting a vegetable garden, or kayaking down a river. Lifetime Products makes durable, lasting products. Impressive manufacturers, a first-class city. That's Clairfield City. Clean family living with neighborly neighborhoods, spacious parks, good schools, and a leading manufacturing hub. Good for job growth for our local community. Now you know why the slogan, "We've Got It Made," is true. It's not just about basketball standards, but a standard of living. It's a way of life. Clairfield City.
Don't give store scanners much thought.
Bill Gephardt tells us about a state team of inspectors whose job it is to make sure the numbers add up at checkout.
We want to get a good selection of all the products along the aisle.
The mission for the Weights and Measures Division is to check the pricing accuracy of any store using scanners. Stores that charge the wrong price could face up to a $5,000 fine per mispriced item. 11% of stores inspected last year failed in Utah. Inspectors say sometimes they hear from consumers who pay attention and find an incorrect price being rung up on the register and report it. And sometimes, if something is not right, a customer points it out to the cashier to make the price right. Bill Gephardt, KSL News Radio.
Checking your money at this moment, the Dow futures up 26 just before the bell, the S&P's up 3.2, and the NASDAQ is up 9 points.
Can you imagine how big the task is going to be, clearing away the debris after the tornado?
No. Years. I mean, they say years.
Oklahoma. Oh, my gosh. And they've begun that task. The search for survivors is over, and now they've moved on to the next stage, and we'll update you with the very latest coming up at the bottom of the hour.
There's nothing better in the afternoon than getting home on time.
Big traffic problems on northbound I-15.
We have a tanker truck blocking the right lane of traffic.
I'm going to tell you about a bad accident northbound I-80.
Traffic behind that looks like it's just a sea of brake lights.
Get breaking news at your KSL preset and get traffic and weather together every 10 minutes on the nines. Get home on time.
You could probably use some alternative routes to get around that.
With Utah's afternoon news, 3 to 7 on KSL News Radio 102.7 FM and 1160 AM.
I have the perfect place for you to celebrate Memorial Weekend, historic Ruby's Inn in Bryce Canyon. Take one of the scenic road trips and then top it off with a delightful stay at Ruby's Inn. Did you know Ruby's Inn is one of the best lodging and hospitality facilities in Bryce? Amazing activities and festivals, horseback riding, mountain biking, guided ATV tours, nightly cowboy cookouts, and much more. If you've never been to Bryce Canyon, you are really missing out. Begin your journey off I-15 into Parowan, taking Utah's newest national scenic byway, winding into one of my favorites, Patchwork Parkway 143, for beautiful summer colors found at Cedar Breaks National Monument in Panguitch. But wait, there's so much more. Make your way through Utah's All-American National Scenic Byway 12. You'll also encounter Bryce Canyon National Park's famous hoodoos. And when you're all done, rest up in one of many of Bryce's best lodging facilities, like Ruby's Inn. To learn more about the Bryce Canyon area, visit rubysinn.com. That's rubysinn.com.
Six-time Best of State winner, Axiom Financial is your smart mortgage solution and equal housing lender. KSL News Time 729, traffic and weather together on the 9, sponsored by the Larry H. Miller Dealership. Sandy, how are we doing?
Freeway's still doing pretty good. We do have an accident reported 9800 South, 1300 West in South Jordan, and delays along Bangor Highway and, well, mostly on 134th South near Bangor Highway, where they're doing more construction. North 15 beginning to slow a little bit right after 90th South. Ricky?
Andy, we do have a new accident popping up in South Jordan there at 9800 South, 1300 West. That's been the only accident this morning. Freeway traffic southbound I-15 on the Davis County Drive looking good. Does your roof need to be repaired or replaced? Call American Roofing for spring savings since 1954. They're the roofers you can count on. 801-269-1270. 76. Ricky Meese in the KSL Traffic Center.
Join KSL and Doug Wright this Friday from 2 to 5 at Brent Brown Toyota in Orem for incredible Memorial Day deals. It's a great time to buy a Brent Brown Toyota.
Grant Wayman at the KSL with the center. Mix of sun and clouds for the afternoon. Mostly sunny early. 82 the high and a south wind going. Traffic and weather together. Every 10 minutes on the nines. Grant Wayman, KSL News Radio.
You're listening to Utah's Morning News with Grant Nielsen and Amanda Dixon on KSL News Radio 102.7 FM and 1160 AM.
Good morning, KSL News Time 7:30.
It is 64 degrees.
Starting to see some slowdowns in Sandy. I'm Ricky Meese.
KSL's top national story this hour, the twister that hit Oklahoma was like an atomic bomb going off.
Experts say the storm's power dwarfs the bomb that hit Hiroshima. Brian Martin begins our live team coverage, Oklahoma tornado, at the KSL National News Desk. Brian?
Amanda, this thing was an EF5, the largest type of tornado there is, the most violent winds on Earth, right around 210 miles per hour. Bunch of weather guys got together and say this thing hit with 8 times to as much as 600 times the power of the Hiroshima bomb. And this is what that means if you own a home in that city.
All the debris, you're just flying around in the air. I mean, it lasted about 90 seconds, my daughter said, but it seemed like forever.
Richard Jones put his family in the bathtub as everything went flying around them. They all survived. Right now, it's neighbor helping neighbor in the town of Moore. ABC's Jim Ryan continues our live team coverage.
In a parking lot not far from a hard-hit section of town, Jonathan Neal is fixing flats for people who have run over debris in the damage zone.
You know, we're not charging anything. We're just out here, you know, just to help them out as much as we can. And it's been pretty much continuous flow. It comes in spurts, it seems like.
Across the region, donations of food, clothing, and water are flowing to the storm victims of Moore. Jim Ryan, ABC News, Oklahoma City.
Former Utahns are talking about the tornado's wrath that they feel, that they felt firsthand. KSL News Radio's Andrew Adams continues our live team coverage. Andrew?
And others are even looking to help for evidence of Utahns' generosity. Really, look no further than the telethon KSL hosted yesterday. Donations for disaster relief totaling more than $60,000. And Utahns have been directly impacted by this. Tyson and Rachel Pove grew up in Utah. Tyson played for the Ogden Raptors. They posted YouTube videos. Their car was mangled and tossed a mile by the massive twister.
Well, at least now the insurance company doesn't, they can't tell that you ripped the bumper off before this happened.
Meanwhile, Utah's Task Force 1, a group of highly trained urban rescuers, remains on standby. The task force has not been called into duty yet. Live, Andrew Adams, KSL News Radio.
An accident sends a teenager to Primary Children's Medical Center in critical condition with serious head injuries. Sergeant John Atalizano with the North Park Police Department says the accident was at State Road 91 and 1600 North in North Logan.
We had a 15-year-old boy try and cross that intersection from west to east. In crossing that intersection, he was struck by a truck towing a trailer.
Sergeant Italizano says it appears the truck driver's view may have been blocked by another vehicle that had stopped to let the teen cross.
Politics on KSL News Radio. Some Alpine school bus drivers say they may have to get other jobs because of a cut in hours. And you can blame it on the new Federal Health Care Act. Cleon Wall explains live. Cleon?
grant starting on July 1st, all part-time Alpine School District workers will be limited to 27 and a half hours a week. They get more, the district would have to give them in health insurance. And district spokeswoman Rhonda Bromley says they can't afford to do that. She tells the Daily Herald that it would cost them over $4 million. They don't have that kind of cash unless salaries were cut or class sizes increased. Bus drivers not happy. At a meeting, one woman complained that she would need to get a third job while other district officials receive bonuses. Live, Cleon Wall, KSL News Radio.
Other national stories KSL is following. A big decision is coming from the Boy Scouts of America this week. They are beginning a two-day meeting today to consider changing the long-standing ban on openly gay scouts. Scouting officials propose allowing openly gay scouts, but retaining the ban on gay adult scout leaders.
We're learning more this morning about other possible groups the IRS targeted. A small anti-abortion group in Iowa says when it sought nonprofit status, the IRS wanted a promise that it wouldn't protest outside Planned Parenthood. The agency also demanded to know how its prayer meetings and protest signs were educational.
The Army has suspended the top general at Fort Jackson in South Carolina over allegations of assault and adultery. The Army says it is not a case of sexual assault or harassment among soldiers, but it is unclear who the victim is. Adultery is a crime under military law.
A New York congressman who resigned after a sexting scandal has announced that he's running for mayor of New York City. A polished political ad for Anthony Weiner has popped up on YouTube.
Look, I made some big mistakes, and I know I let a lot of people down. But I've also learned some tough lessons.
The video goes on to say he's running for mayor because he's been fighting for the middle class and those struggling to make it.
And Utah's morning news continues.
Why recent graduates are failing their job interviews. I'm Logan Daniels.
We have an accident up in the Woods Cross area. We'll get the update from Ricky in just a couple minutes. Traffic and weather together on the 9s.
On May 23rd through the 25th in Ephraim City in beautiful San Pete County,
Scandinavian roots surround you with a genuine Scandinavian festival.
Fun, free, and unique activities for the whole family. Information at
ScandinavianHeritageFestival.com.
Featuring a Scandinavian Heritage Conference Thursday evening and Friday morning, Elder Russell M. Nelson will be the keynote Thursday speaker and will share some of his heritage in San Pete Valley and the importance of family history. Other presentations include Scandinavian Pioneer History and Art, May 23rd through the 25th in the town of Ephraim.
ScandinavianHeritageFestival.com.
Friday noon through Saturday at dusk, the festival grounds on the north side of Snow College campus will buzz with costumes, dancing, storytelling, entertainment, and
the kids will have fun with our parade and places to play, delicious foods, and beautifully costumed dancers.
Don't miss the BYU International Folk Dancers on Saturday evening. A short drive from just about anywhere in Utah.
ScandinavianHeritageFestival.com.
I'm Marshall Tate, my company's Midwest Commercial Interiors. You've heard me say the best office environments don't begin with great office furniture, they begin with great design. At Midwest, we know that great design accomplishes three things. First, it improves the functional working of your office. It enhances efficient workflow and personal productivity. It accounts for necessary personal, collaborative, and meeting spaces while integrating technology and utilizing every square foot effectively. Next, great design should look amazing, regardless of your size or budget. The aesthetic should be clean, timeless, and unique. It should help recruit and retain great talent, reflecting your company's goals, values, and success. It should impress. Lastly, great design should be value-driven. Look, expensive design solutions aren't inherently great. They're just inherently expensive. You shouldn't have to sacrifice your budget to benefit from great design. And at Midwest, you never will. It's why we say at Midwest, you'll never pay more. You'll just get more. And that's my personal commitment. Midwest Commercial Interiors. Design, furnish, and impress.
KSL.com. Click on KSL Cares, Utah Shares, and give with KSL News Radio.
Coming up on the KSL Extra at 7:45, amazing stories of survival from the tornado in Moore, Oklahoma.
Can't get a job? You may not be marketing yourself right. A new survey shows recent graduates are doing it all wrong. KSL News Radio's Logan Daniels explains.
The HR Policy Association says 1 in 5 recent graduates are failing their job interview, showing they're not ready for a job by texting, dressing casually, and talking informally during the interview. Director of Weber State's Career Center, Wynn Stanger, says too many of the rising generation spend too much time online.
So they don't have that interaction that teaches them those kinds of tactful behaviors that are essential for success in a company and a team environment.
Stenger says job applicants should talk to current employees of a company before interviewing to make sure they know the company culture. Logan Daniels, KSL News Radio.
If you're on Facebook, in part to keep an eye on what your kids are up to, your kids are on to you, and they've moved on to Twitter. A new Pew Research Center poll says more teens are using Twitter to avoid their parents and what they consider the oversharing on Facebook. 26% of teen social media users are now on Twitter, more than double what it was in 2011.
The NBA draft lottery treated the Utah Jazz the way the real lottery treats most people. Here's KSL's Jason Shepherd.
The Utah Jazz knew that they had a slim chance of landing the number one overall pick in last night's NBA draft lottery. In fact, their chances were just 0.5%. When it all was said and done, the Jazz ended up with the 14th overall selection in next month's draft. The draft is set for June 27th and will be held in Brooklyn, New York. Jason Shepherd, KSL News Radio.
KSL News Time is 7:39. Traffic and weather together, sponsored by the Larry H. Miller Dealerships. And how's the commute look now, Andy?
Well, we've got slowdowns hitting on I-15, so just about on schedule from Highway 92 to Point of the Mountain, the first batch of delay. And then if you're just getting on the freeway at 123rd South, you'll be in brake lights all the way up past 90th South. And it still looks pretty sluggish out on 134th South near Bangor, Ricky.
And a listener is tipping us off about a two-car accident there in Woods Cross at 2600 South. It's there by Wildcat Way. It's just east of I-15. So if you are trying to get to the freeway, you could see some slowing from that. And then if you are southbound on I-15, we do have morning drive slowdown setting in. They're going to start right around Glover Lane and continue off and on basically to 2600 South Woods Cross. No other slowdowns once you're past that. And then we also had a listener tipping us off about another issue, and this was going to be an eastbound accident on I-215 just east of Redwood Road. Mosey Cloud Backup by EMC. Protect your critical business files and securely access them from any computer, smartphone, or tablet with Mosey, the most trusted name in cloud backup. Learn more at Mosey.com. Ricky Meese in the KSL Traffic Center.
Grant Wayman here, KSL Weather Center. We're going to look for the winds from the south to start to pick up, and that should make an even warmer day today. Plenty of sun early, some afternoon clouds. All in all, partly cloudy. 82, traffic and weather together every 10 minutes on the nines. I'm Grant Wayman, KSL News Radio.
Right now downtown, beautiful, 62 degrees.
Tomorrow morning, you'll hear part of our interview with former Secretary of Defense Donald Rumsfeld, and I know one of the things we want to ask him about is Benghazi. And I know hindsight is 20/20, but we want to ask him what he would have done differently.
Yeah, what could have been done
differently. What could have been done differently in that situation, and just what his feeling is about that situation. He has a new book out called Rumsfeld's Rules,
right.
And it'll be just an honor to speak with our former Secretary of Defense Donald Rumsfeld here on KSL News Radio.
102.7 FM and 1160 AM, Utah's news, traffic, and weather station.
Good, better, best. Good is choosing a certified public accountant to help you with your financial records and taxes. Better is one with experience and knowledge of your personal and business needs. Best is one who belongs to the Utah Association of CPAs. As you think about your tax return preparation this year, especially in the light of the confusing and always changing tax laws, consider this. CPAs will save you the most money on your taxes. CPAs are more competitive price-wise than the big box store preparation guys. CPAs are the most qualified to prepare your taxes and get you the most money back you deserve. Along with extensive tax expertise, CPAs can also provide you business advising, financial planning, general accounting, and investment advising. Hire a CPA and be sure you're getting the most out of your taxes. Go to uacpa.org to find a CPA that's right for you. That's uacpa.org. Brought to you by the Utah Association of CPAs.
It's the biggest Memorial Day savings sale ever at Dave Smith Motors. This year's Memorial Day savings sale is so big, it's happening right now. We couldn't wait to share these savings with you. Choose from over 1,500 Dodge, Chrysler, Jeep, Ram, Chevy, GMC, Buick, Cadillac, and top quality pre-owned vehicles. Every vehicle is on sale and priced at a low, low, low price. You need to go to DaveSmith.com or call 800-635-8000.
Concentrate on the meeting. We'll handle the food. Chipotle Catering offers several delicious options that are perfect for any business meeting, event, or party. Feeding as few as 20 or as many as 200. Go to chipotle.com/catering for details or call 1-800-CHIPOTLE to order.
It's the end of the furnace season, and the AC season hasn't started yet. So what do I do to keep my A-plus rated, clean-cut, drug-tested, background-check technicians who won't leave a mess busy at Whipple Service Champions? I know. I'll give away iPads and Grand America Hotel getaways. That makes sense. Buy either a high-efficiency furnace or a central air system at low end-of-season prices and take your pick of either an iPad 2 or a sweet Grand America two-night getaway. If you get both a new furnace and an AC, I'll give you both a new iPad and a Grand America getaway. Plus, I'll drop the price an additional $2,000. Yeah, that's what I'll do. For your local 67-year-old friendly family business, Whipple Service Champions, call 444-FAST. You'll get our red carpet rolling, shoe cover wearing technicians, and our great service and the best guarantees. Big prizes and $2,000 off new heating and air conditioning systems. Call Whipple Service Champions at 444-FAST. For emergencies, when you call today, we come today.
Whipple, they come, air condition your home.
Doug Wright.
When the president said, now we're just kind of mopping things up. Sir, are you kidding me?
9 to noon on KSL News Radio. The KSL Extra at 15 and 45. Bonus coverage of the top stories on KSL News Radio.
Our top local story this hour, all the documents released by West Valley Police in the Susan Powell case are now posted on KSL.com. They reveal Josh Powell was extremely controlling over his wife's finances and show disturbing letters from Josh's father, Steve, in prison.
Other local stories we're following this hour. South Ogden police are looking for three people who robbed a smoke shop. They broke a window and took $4,700 worth of high-end electronic cigarettes. A reward is offered in that case.
Traffic and weather together brought to you by the Larry H. Miller dealerships.
A lot of slowing on I-15 prior to Point of the Mountain in Utah County through the usual spots in Draper and Sandy and southbound through Farmington, Centerville, and Bountiful. Andy Farnsworth from the KSL Traffic Center.
Warmer today, 82 and partly cloudy. I'm Grant Wayman for the KSL Extra.
Right now, 64 downtown.
KSL's top national story this hour. IRS official Lois Lerner plans to plead the fifth today. She'll go before a House committee to talk about the agency scrutinizing conservative groups that applied for tax-exempt status.
This will take your breath away, Grant. The difference between life and death in Moore, Oklahoma was 16 minutes.
ABC's Cecilia Vega has stories of some of those who did survive the EF5 tornado.
This is how the EF tornado sounded as it stormed over Moore.
2 minutes. That's how much time Sky Strupal had to race from the tornado outside into the safety of his neighbor's storm cellar.
What could you hear from inside there?
Things hitting the door and just really loud wind. You couldn't really tell that houses were just getting toppled and destroyed. And, you know, you didn't think it was this.
He spent his entire life on this block and more. He thought this tornado was just like all the others. There were countless forecasts leading up to this tornado, predicting its destructive path. But when it finally hit, the residents of Oklahoma had just 16 minutes to run for their lives. That's how much notice they had before this twister struck. Jackie Raper told ABC's Alex Perez she tried to take cover in her bathroom. Within seconds, the entire roof of her house gone.
Debris just kept falling and falling.
Raper lost everything, but she knows that for others, it was so much worse.
Hey, I am alive, and there were little children that aren't. And I just can't imagine people having to go and not find their child at school.
For Sky Strukal, going back down into that shelter brings back too many bad memories. He'd rather stay above ground and piece together the good ones.
You got into the shelter 2 minutes before that tornado took your house down.
Yes, ma'am. I think about it now and I'm extremely lucky.
Extremely lucky is right. Sky told me he's from Oklahoma, that this is a state where they see tornadoes. They're used to it here. That's why he didn't leave. This one we now know was unlike any other. So many people out here this morning thankful for those early warnings.
They lost everything.
The randomness would be a strange thing to wrap your brain around.
Yeah.
That you got into the shelter 2 minutes before it hit, to have it completely destroy your neighbor's house, but not your own.
Yeah. Those are and like that woman she just said, you know, she survived, but children did not.
How
that would plague you.
I know a lot of people here in Utah. We pray for the victims there, and we need to do something more. Mm-hmm. And I felt that way, like I want to do something more than just pray and look at the.
You
can go on our website, and this is the best thing you'll do if you didn't get a chance yesterday. Go on KSL.com. You'll see the banner right at the top, KSL Cares, and like you heard yesterday, $10 sends a hot meal
to someone
who needs. So help us if you can. You've been listening to the KSL Extra at 15 and 45.
KSL News Time 7:49. Traffic and weather together on the 9, sponsored by the Larry H. Miller Dealerships. What shape are we in right now, Andy?
Well, we're getting worse. We've got a new accident reported on North 15 at 106 South, and that's right in the heart of the slowdowns that are settling in between Bangor Highway and 90th South. Also beginning to see some brake lights between the South Interchange and 53rd South. Plus, we've got that slowing just before Point of the Mountain that's been sticking around for the last 15 to 20 minutes. Ricky?
Andy, spots of slowing as well for southbounders now in Davis County. They're going to go, they're starting right after Farmington. So as you're approaching Centerville, you're going to see slower speeds there. And then again, in Bountiful, another patch waiting for you right after the Beck Street overpass. So the southbound commute, some areas, it's hit and miss where you're going to see heavy and slower traffic. But to the east, we are still in great shape with no problems on I-215 or I-80, looking like possible crash with injuries now being reported northbound on I-15 about 104th South. New Ram 1500 quad cab for just $219 a month at Larry H. Miller Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram Sandy, online at lhmdeals.com. Larry H. Miller Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram Sandy. Ricky Meese in the KSL Traffic Center.
Let's take a look ahead to the Memorial Day weekend and the 7-day forecast.
Really nice weather ahead as we get closer to that first 3-day weekend of summer, at least the unofficial kickoff to summer. Partly cloudy, a bit windy today with the south wind, 82 the high. Partly cloudy and 75 tomorrow, 70s and dry on Friday. On Saturday, mostly sunny and near 80. It looks great. Low 80s Sunday, nice and warm and mostly sunny. Mix of sun and clouds, a touch cooler on the holiday into the 70s. Partly cloudy Tuesday in 70s. Traffic and weather together every 10 minutes on the 9. I'm Grant Wayman, KSL News Radio.
It's a beautiful morning, 64 downtown.
KSL Drives, a daily look at cars and the cash we spend on them. Here's KSL News Radio's Brian Martin.
Long gone are the diesels of old with that thick black smoke filling the air behind them. Diesels have really come a long way. A lot of people now buy diesels to save on fuel. Diesels are most efficient on the highway. They rev a lot lower than the standard gas engine, and that's where they give you the most bang for the buck. If you buy a diesel, expect not only to pay more for fuel, sometimes a lot more, but also for the car itself. Many times diesels are priced just under hybrids. Diesel engines are more complex, and that's reflected in the price. And before you run out the door to buy a diesel to save on gas, do the math. It depends on what type of driving you're doing if you really hope to milk the diesel benefits for what they're worth. With KSL Drives, I'm Brian Martin, KSL News Radio.
And this portion of the news sponsored by Invigorate. Are you exhausting your energy and still not feeling your normal or best? Educate, motivate, invigorate.
Attention. On Monday, May 27th, Dave's Bernina at 268 West Center Street in Provo and 691 East St. George Boulevard will be open from 8 a.m. until 11 a.m. only with a special Memorial Day early bird sale.
Come on in. Fantastic savings and special offers.
Deep discounts on all Bernina machines and accessories during these 3 hours.
Save a bunch of money.
Think about the creativity, pride, and accomplishment that a new Bernina sewing, embroidery, or quilting machine has to offer. Now is the time to buy with our Monday, May 27th, Memorial Day early bird sale.
One day only.
8 to 11 a.m. only.
So excited about Bernina.
Really?
Special pricing and no interest financing on certain Bernina models.
It's all about creativity.
Dave's Bernina, 268 West Center Street in Provo.
And in St. George, 691 East St. George Boulevard.
Follow us on Twitter and Facebook.
Dave'sBernina.com.
My daughter Pam got sick when she was studying abroad, and I just kind of panicked. I mean, here I am 5,000 miles away. So I checked with Regions, and with our plan, our family is covered just about everywhere. Then they helped me find a great doctor really close to where Pam was staying. You just want to be there for your kids, wherever they are. Our health plan sure helps.
Regions, your health connected. Regions Blue Cross Blue Shield of Utah is an independent licensee of the BCBSA.
At Good Neighbor Pharmacy, we're more than a place to fill prescriptions. You'll receive personalized care and answers to your questions. Experience the exceptional service that a community pharmacy delivers. Get to know your neighbor at goodneighborpharmacy.com.
Visit a locally owned and operated Good Neighbor Pharmacy location in Utah today and pick up your 2-for-1 Tuesday Salt Lake Bees baseball vouchers. To find a participating Good Neighbor Pharmacy location in your neighborhood, visit slbees.com and click on promotions.
Hi, I'm Dave. I'm 7 years old. I'm sitting here in the corner having a time out until Mom comes to talk to me. All I did was cut my sister's hair. I was just trying to help. I guess Mom didn't like how I did it. In a minute, she'll be back and ask me if I know what I did was wrong. Maybe I shouldn't have cut her hair. And she'll say we all make mistakes because we're just learning about stuff. And she'll give me a hug and we'll end up talking about more stuff.
No matter what you talk to your kids about, love is what they'll hear.
I really like Mom's timeouts, and I think she likes them too. Yeah, I think they help her remember how much she loves me.
A thought from the Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints. Visit us at Mormon.org.
Smart Mortgage Solution, an equal housing lender.
Our colleagues have read these hundreds and hundreds of documents.
It's like 900 of them.
In the Susan Powell case that the West Valley Police Department released. And one of the things it shows is how controlling Josh Powell was of her. I mean, he controlled what she ate at fast food
limited
restaurants.
Limited what she could get from the dollar menu.
He wouldn't let her buy groceries or formula for the babies. Some of these details we'll share with you coming up in a few minutes on Utah's Morning News.
Watching Utah's Money, the next generation of televisions is on the way. If you thought HD was the best thing since sliced bread, now comes Ultra HD. The new Ultra has 4 times the resolution of normal HD, but a 55-inch screen will cost you $5,500.
Microsoft is unveiling the next generation of Xbox. The new console is not just gaming. Live television and voice commands to order tickets are included. The Xbox One will go on sale later this year.
Both GM and Chrysler are rolling out new model cars, and it's just in time for the summer travel season. U.S. demand for new cars and trucks is up 11% this year.
Dow Jones is up 43 points. We are at 15,431. The NASDAQ is up 9.5, and the S&P is up 4.9.
We've had a lot of problems in the later hours of the morning commute.
Yeah,
and so
like
we've
it.
Got a couple of messes out there. We'll update those with traffic and weather together on the nines.
Yep, it's me again. And I'm out here at J&J Garden Center in Layton, you know, Utah's largest producing nursery, because I need more trees. And J&J has the largest selection in Utah. I love trees, and I only buy the best. And J&J grows the best products at the best price. Right now, over 25 of their top varieties and sizes of trees are 20% off. And their 7 most popular 2-gallon shrubs are on sale, too. Usually $15.98 each. Right now, they're only $8.98. Oh, I just love this place. And I promise that you'll love it, too. So trust me, you won't be disappointed. J&J Garden Center in Layton. Take the Layton Parkway exit, Main Street to Gentile, then west 2 miles. You gotta see it to believe it. You really do.
Country grown to your home. J&J Garden Center.
On May 23rd through the 25th in Ephraim City in beautiful San Pete County,
Scandinavian roots surround you with a genuine Scandinavian festival.
Fun, free, and unique activities for the whole family. Information at
ScandinavianHeritageFestival.com.
Featuring a Scandinavian Heritage Conference Thursday evening and Friday morning, Elder Russell M. Nelson will be the keynote Thursday speaker and will share some of his heritage in San Pete Valley and the importance of family history. Other presentations include Scandinavian Pioneer History and Art, May 23rd through the 25th in the town of Ephraim.
ScandinavianHeritageFestival.com.
Friday noon through Saturday at dusk, the festival grounds on the north side of Snow College campus will buzz with costumes, dancing, storytelling, entertainment, and
the kids will have fun with our parade and places to play, delicious foods, and beautifully costumed dancers.
Don't miss the BYU International Folk Dancers on Saturday evening. A short drive from just about anywhere in Utah.
ScandinavianHeritageFestival.com.
Real Salt Lake faces the Chicago Fire in the first of a four-game homestand at Rio Tinto Stadium on Saturday, May 25th, presented by Budweiser. Kick is set at 7 with Carnival Real festivities starting at 5. Don't miss the matchup as RSL tries to gain 3 points over this Eastern Conference foe. Visit RealSaltLake.com to get your tickets today.
Velasquez, Plata, Morales, and a goal! Javier Morales!
I will be the difference. Will you?
Few blocks coming up the hill, then you've got backups that begin prior to Bangor Highway and Draper and continue all the way through 90th South. The accident at 106th is actually on the exit ramp and over to the shoulder. I don't see as much delay between the South Interchange and downtown, though. Just heavy traffic most of that way. Ricky?
Andy, a listener telling us the crash on 2600 South by Wildcat Way in Woods Cross now backing traffic to Orchard Drive. If you're still southbound on I-15 in Davis County, you're going to see slowing in Kaysville and then again between Glover Lane in spots scattered all the way to almost the North Interchange. Traverse Mountain has something for everyone, including outlet favorites like J. Crew, Calvin Klein, Loft, Coach, Nike, Polo, Ralph Lauren. You can dine at Johnny Rockets and more. Visit outlets at traversemountain.com. Ricky Meese in the KSL Traffic Center.
Otherwise, mostly sunny and breezy today. Going to be a nice day. 82 our forecast high. We'll check the 7-day forecast and take a look at Memorial Day coming up at 19 past.
Cities are really wondering what to do about panhandlers.
Yeah, really.
I mean, it's a safety issue.
Uh-huh.
And I mean, can you tax that money that they make? How would that work? More coming up on KSL.
Utah's first source for live team coverage of breaking news, emergency traffic, severe weather, and local talk. KSL FM Midvale.